Good morning, everyone. The Outreach Committee is an umbrella committee that covers several activities. The committee that is most needy now is the Saturday Night Supper Committee that assists the local soup kitchen. There are four committees who cover each of the Saturday nights, and one of the committees is desperately in need of more volunteers. We need six volunteers in order to keep this ministry alive at the soup kitchen. The volunteers who come help to prepare the meal, serve the meal, and clean up. It'll take 2 hours of your time on a Saturday night, and it's well worth your effort, so think hard about trying to help. The basket by the baptismal font is where we receive non-perishable foods once a week from all of you, and it's our responsibility under outreach to deliver them to the food bank every week. From September until May, we offer a morning program on Mondays for those who are living on the edge. We are fortunate to have the ACW help us with food, clothing, and support on the first Monday of the month. We have the guests come from the United Church in New Maryland on the third Monday to help us, and St. Margaret's comes on the fourth Monday to help us. So we're very happy to have their support. Pat Drummond offers a Bible study on the Monday mornings. We have social workers who come, both real social workers and social work students who come. And we also have Kathleen help with our visitors, mostly those who are diabetics, to make sure they have their blood checked before they have breakfast. And also she works with those who have other health issues. We have two law students now who come to provide information for where people should go if they have questions about taxes, rental, housing, issues that are affected by the law. We also, once a month, offer to the visitors four bus tickets or a voucher for groceries. These are highly prized items, and we are able to provide these with your support financially. The city will give us some bus tickets free every year, but not enough. And so we offer these, and it makes a huge difference to our visitors to get these gifts. As the cold weather approaches, and we're looking at our Christmas activities, one of the things that we are doing are the angels, which Jeff mentioned. And for those who don't choose to select an angel for a gift, if you can donate some money, we divide that equally between the community kitchen, the homeless shelters, and Transition House. The joy of being a member of this committee is that we select the projects that we wish to help, and we follow through. And we don't have any need for meetings. So that certainly is one reason why you should consider helping with our ideas. Thank you.